All right, so we're here on page 85. And the Beis HaLevi was speaking about the fact that a person who has bitochen is saved, spared many different averus. And before he spoke about kina, but now he's speaking about something. Oh no, he spoke about other things before. Hanifa, that's right, he's talking about Hanifa and other things. And he says, Gam yinotzel habitech mehakino, asher kosov aleo, urekav atzomo iskino. A bal bitochen will also be saved, what's page 85, from jealousy. And about jealousy, the Pasuk of Mishlei says, bones rot because of kino. Yeah, kino brings to rotting of the bones. Why? Why will the Baal Bitochen be saved from kino? Ki acharei shen is ametz beliboy. After it becomes clear and true in his heart. Ki kol ma de'ovi rachmona ha'koel le'toibosoy. The Baal Bitochen realizes that everything Hashem does is for the good. Now that's very interesting. We know we say all the time, kol ma de'ovi rachmona le'tavovit. That's well-known shprach, right? Kol ma de'ovi rachmona le'tavovit. But where does it come from? How do you get there? He says the Baal Bitochen will get there. Because a person who trusts the Chesed Hashem has learned. What am I trusting? Trusting Hashem does everything good. Everything he does is for the good. There's nothing to worry about. So therefore, he says a person who has Bitochen will not have kino because he looks at everything. He says, whatever I have, whatever happens, it's all for good. Shuv ein mokum lekino. There's no place left for being jealous. Because I know that whatever I have is for my good. If it's for my good, then what am I jealous of the next guy who has something else? This is all for my good. He gives an interesting moshul. Just as a sick person will not have tightness on his doctor, the doctor gives one medication to one guy and a different medication to a different person. Yeah, he knows he's sick with one machla, he's sick with another machla. So everybody gets according to what's good for him. So he says the same idea. And it's always important, you know, on sophisticated spiritual concepts to have a down-to-earth moshul that we can relate to. Imagine that. Imagine getting angry at the doctor. Why didn't you give me the medicine you gave him? Because you have a different situation altogether. Okay, says, Yan ki haroife makir teva kol echod v'cholyo. He's not going to be jealous. He's not going to be angry because the doctor recognizes each person's teva. And gives to each one the sam that he needs, the medicine he needs for his reform. Okay, next. He will also be saved. The Baal Bitochen will be saved from Binodon Machaber Avis, like that are relevant to moment, come on, gezel, stealing, you know, overpricing. The onshin shams and measuring inappropriate measurements or ribis. Why will he be saved? Because what's the motivation? What's my motivation to steal if I know Hashem takes care of me? I know everything Hashem does is for the good. I know Hashem is going to protect me, he's going to provide for me. So I have no motivation to steal. I have motivation to cheat. I have no motivation to cheat him on the midos or to charge ribis. Everything is from Hashem. It's all for the good. It's all from Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. No jealousy. No concern about I'm losing and I'm not going to gain and I'm going to be left out and I'm not going to have parnosa and I'm not going to have what I need. Everything's saying the life of the Baal Bitochen is idyllic. The life of the Baal Bitochen is without anything to worry about. And the mele he's saved from so many avedas.
Are there any midos that are not like covered by this?
What? Well, I don't know. Other midos may be sinah. Let's look first at the ones that are covered. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure there are others that are not. But he's saved from many things. Gam marchikoy menidas hakinus amegune. He is going to be also distanced from the midah of stinginess. The guy's not going to be stingy, which is a disgusting thing because Torah is about hatova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about HaTovah, Shefa, Brocha, Hatzlocha. And this person has this stinginess. He's going to be saved from that. Why? Because I'm a Baal Bitochen. Why am I stingy? I'm stingy because I'm afraid I won't have. But I have no fear that I won't have because I have, my wealth is infinite. I have a rich father. He takes care of me. and he does everything with tav, and everything he gives me is good, and everything I need, he'll give me. And I trust that he'll provide all my needs. So what am I withholding money for? Of course, it's much easier to give because there's nothing to worry about. I don't have to hold on to something for fear of not being able to have enough for everything I need or beyond, because I'm relying on him. So it saves him from that too. And it brings him to generosity, and it brings him to avas Hashem udvekus boy. And this is the last piece. It also brings him, besides all the Bein Olam Lachaveroi, it brings him to avas Hashem and dvekus and connection to Hashem. Why? This is very interesting. Why does Bitochen bring him to avas Hashem udvekus boy? So I would have said, well, because he's trusting Hashem, that means he's trusting his chesed, he's trusting his kindness, he's trusting his rachamim. So of course, that is going to bring him to avas Hashem. But he says, because the boteach lo yosir machshavte emisha boteach olav. Because if he's relying on Hashem, then he's thinking about him all the time. Because everything that I need in life, I have to rely on Hashem. So he's constantly focused on Hashem. But what about the fact that if it should bring him to avas Hashem and dveikus Hashem, because he's trusting Hashem. I'm trusting his chesed. I'm trusting his rachamim. I'm trusting that. It seems what he's saying is as follows. That yes, if a person is trusting Hashem, of course it should bring him to avas Hashem and to dveikus Hashem. But that might be limited because, okay, now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm not. You know, I love Hashem, and I know he's full of chesed and rachamim. But the Baal Bitochon is constantly relying on Hashem. So he's constantly thinking about him. So that I know about Hashem, that he's molei chesed v'rachamim and kol ma'abdo v'rachmon l'tavu of it, that's something that's on my mind all the time. Because Bitochon makes Hashem on my mind all the time. Because every minute of the day, I need Bitochon. Any deal I make, I need Bitochon. Any phone call I answer, I need Bitochon. Anything I do, I need Bitochon. Any time I walk across the street, I need Bitochon. So I'm constantly focused on Hashem. So, of course, the Bitochon brings the Ava and Dveikos in a minimal sense. But it brings it to in a maximal sense because it's constantly on my mind. The Baal Bitochon is focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7, every moment of his day. That's the lashon we say in davening every day in Shmona Esrei. Ki lishu oscho kivinu kol hayoim. Not kol yoim, kol hayoim. We're asking Hashem to bring the final geula because for your Yeshua, we have hoped in everything. Everything in life is kol hayoim because every breath of life, every inch of our existence, we have to rely on Hashem. Memela, the Baal Bitochon, will be more loving Hashem and dovuk Hashem, not just because the Midas HaBitochon accentuates Hashem's goodness, but the Midas HaBitochon is always on his mind. Therefore, he's always thinking about Hashem. And once we're always thinking about Hashem, we think positively because we know Hashem is the Baal HaTovah, the Baal Chesed, the Baal Rachamim, the one who is called Mador Rachamim. I just mentioned today, and I've said it many times, and it's not really so nice. In a public forum, it may not be so nice, but let's just say it's possible for a religious person to wake up in the morning, say Moida Ani, say all of the brochas, say the Birchas HaShachar, say the Psukei Dizimra, say the Birchas Kriyashma, say the Shema, say the Shema Esri, say the Tachnun and Ashrei and Avolitzion and the Yoim and Oleinu and everything, and eat and make Birchas HaMozin, and then come to and to learn, and then go to Mincha, and then same thing, and learn again, and then go to Mayriv, and finally comes tired late at night to Hamapil, and he says Hamapil, and it's Yitochon that he didn't once think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. And if you think it's not possible, try it. But of course, if you try it, you won't succeed, because once we're trying to get it ready, we're going to think about it, like a don't think about a pink elephant, you know, in the room. So, but it's Yitochon such a thing. What do you mean? I make brochas, I daven, I learn, I of course, yeah, I know. If you wake me up, if you hit me and knock me in the head, you say, of course I know. But we have to focus. The Baal Bitochon is focus because Lishuoscho Kivinu Kol Hayoyim. So he's focused on Hashem. He knows Hashem is Molei Chesed and Rachamim and Hatova. Mele, he's constantly in Avas Hashem and Vekus Hashem. The Ava doesn't leave his mind. He's not Mesiach Das. From that Ava, he's not Mesiach Das from that Vekus, because the Bitochen, which he needs to survive minute by minute in his life keeps him focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he is constantly an Oyev and a Dovek Hashem. Okay. Now, yes.
Is it a coincidence that the mashal that he uses earlier, and not being jealous of somebody else's concoction that Davis does for him,
yeah,
is in the form of a sum, because Davis gives us challenges, so that is the remedy. Meaning the remedy for us is the challenge.
So you mean some meaning?
Meaning some is the remedy, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, the remedy that we each have is is the challenges.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
is that what I'm saying? In other words,
no coincidences, no. Especially such brilliant people, they think very clearly about what to say.
But it's so good.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, so we can finish up now the last piece, and then we make a siyum with that. Okay. He said like this, Hine, Klal Godel Omer HaKosov, Odom Lo Omel Yulod. This is his concluding salvo. The Pasuk in Iyov says, man was born for Omel, for Amelis, for work. The Omer B'medrash, Zocho La'amal Teira. If he has a schus of Yizoyche, it's La'amal Teira. Lo Yizocho La'amal Derech Eretz. If he's not Zocho, he's going to have to work. And the more he's Zoyche, the more he'll be able to have time to learn and less work. The less that he's zeiche, the less he'll be able to have time to learn and mitzvahs, and he'll have to work more. Man's creation was beikar for his effort, for his work. And that's the positive. Odom lo omel yulod, because a person was put here to accomplish something. There's a job, there's a mission to be done. If not, Hashem Faker, that's the whole message of Shabbos, that we celebrate that there's a creation, that the world was created in 6 days, and we celebrate the anniversary of creation on Shabbos. So we send ourselves a message, there's a creation, there's a creator, there's a purpose. Now we, through that inspiration, connect with our purpose. That's why I say Shabbos brings people such happiness too. And those that don't have it can be miserable. Why? Because happiness is about feeling good about yourself. Osher, ishur, validation. And if I don't know that there's a creation, I don't know there's a purpose. If I don't have any purpose, how could I feel good about myself? But Shabbos reminds me that there's a creation. There's a creation. There's a purpose. I better get to my omol, the omol, the odom yulod. I was created to fulfilling my mission. Now, the question is what? Is it, is the Omel, Rakli, he was created to give Omel. Now listen to what he says. Raka Bechira Toli Boi Be'ez. What? Well, no, he said, yeah, he says both. He says it could be either one, because he says Loi Zocho, Lo Omel Derech Eretz. Let's first see how he says it. Raka Bechira Toli Boi, you have the choice, we have the choice. Be'ez Omel Yivcha, which one will you choose? If you will choose the Omol Batera, you won't need the Omol in this world. Now, it sounds like from the fact that Odom Omol Yulod, and you can fulfill that, if you're Zoyche, you'll be Omol Batera. If you're not Zoyche, it'll be Omol Derech Eretz. But it sounds like Omol Derech Eretz accomplishes something. We shouldn't belittle it. You know, there has to be Derech Eretz too. There has to be Derech Eretz, Imein Kemachin Torah. But the one who was Zeicha, that he can minimize that. Or if he's such a high level of Bitochen, because he writes in the Beis Halevi on the Chumash, he writes that really the Iker is to have Bitochen, and we shouldn't have had to work. Except since Odom Arishan's Chet, we were lower, the lower level, and we weren't capable of having Bitochen only without any work. So we have to work in order to be able to elevate ourselves to have Bitochen. I think we've mentioned that concept. So the Omel is something. The Omel who's Omel Derech Eretz, those are people, you know, in Derech Eretz, ain't there, ain't Torah, had Emein Kemach, ain't Torah. But the one who's Zeicha will have more of the Ruchniistic Amelus. The one who's not Zeicha will have more of the Gashmistic Amelus.
What's the Becholi? What
does
it say?
Zohar
Bechira. What does
it mean? Person can choose, what?
What do you mean, Zohar Bechira?
So that's you're asking a good question. In other words, is it a Bechira or is it a Schus?
It's a really question. What does it mean, a Schus?
What? No, schus means schus. You have schus always. You did mitzvahs. You did, but you're asking a good question. So if it's totally in schus, so what do you mean he has the bechira? It's a schus.
What's it called?
If you tell me it's totally in Skusa, so once he says it's the Bechir is up to him, if he wants to choose the Omel Tera or the Omel Zoch. Is it a choice? Is it a schus?
You can still have the fear not to do Amal Torah, even if you have a schus to do it. Person chooses the wrong thing.
You have a schus. You have a schus
that if you chose right, you'll be able to be zochah to do it. But if you choose wrong.
And the person who doesn't have a schus doesn't have the bechira to choose.
No, he doesn't have the ability to even do it if he wants to. Meaning his life will be more difficult for him because he's lacking.
Oh, so you have to say it's more difficult. That's what you have to say. You have to say it's more difficult. In other words, totally schusim, and this we find many places. Person has bechira. Ultimately, no one should think for a moment that I have a schus and therefore got nothing to worry about. I don't have to do mitzvahs. I don't have to do anything. No. The schus means it becomes easier. It becomes easier to do the mitzvahs. It becomes easier to make the proper choices. But there's still bechira. The schus doesn't take away bechira. A schus, let's say, for example,
enables
him. Yeah, I'll share something very personal in a moment. And then we'll conclude with that. Let's just read what he says. If you're makabel the old Torah, then malchus, which is taxes and derech eretz, will be removed. One who is pirik the old Torah, who rak machlif amol Torah, amol shel derech eretz. He is going to have to do the derech eretz. I work and I get schar for my amelus. They work and they don't get schar for the amelus. If they don't produce, they got no schar. In Torah, you get schar just for the effort. So that's his conclusion. So just to give an example of this, I would like to share something very, very personal. We lived in Los Angeles many years ago. And we had produced a group of B'nai Torah from the yeshiva that went on to study in Eretz Yisrael, in New York. And they came home for the summer in the San Fernando Valley. And they were negotiating with me about staying. We had a small base from Eretz Yisrael to send away everybody we could after high school. And they were negotiating about staying about 5 or 6 have a very beautiful, wonderful B'nai Torah. And it would have been a tremendous chizuk for the base from Eretz Yisrael, for the high school, and for the community. But they had one condition. They had the condition that not only should I give a shir every day for the Beis Medrash, which I used to do, I have to spend the whole morning saving the Beis Medrash. I was afraid. I had chivas from previous years. I had a lot of responsibility to raise money for this year, and I had the high school, I had this, I had that. I said, I can't commit 4 hours a day, prime time. But I don't like to make a rash decision. Give me 24 hours, I'll give you an answer. It was like a week before Elul. I go home and I ask my wife, she says, submission in Pirkei Avos? I'm a kabbal all of the third parent. Omer Reb Nefunya ben Hakuna. I'm a kabbal all of old Torah. Ma'avinim el malchus all the acheres. If you're a kabbal the old Torah, ma'avinim malchus the acheres. Now, I had the bechira. I had the bechira what to do. But I had the schus to have such a wife. I had the schus that I came home and I asked her, what should I do? She says, Hamish before Eshitz of Pirkei Avos. I'm a kabbal all of old Torah. Ma'avinim el malchus. Anyway, what happened was, I was makabbal. Next day, after the minyan, I told these chevra, next week, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'm in the Beis Medrash the whole morning. That night, I met an individual who says, my father wants to talk to you. He introduced me to someone in one of his buildings, a man who was very, very sick, had no family, lived in a terrible, terrible massive. It looked like he didn't have a penny to his name. In fact, the first time I met him, I had to reconnect his phone for $55 and buy him $5 worth of groceries. Those days, that was a lot of money. This is talking about the early 80s. Anyway, he wrote a will and he passed away, Yud Zayin Elul, and he left the yeshiva $1 million. That man, I thought, didn't have a penny to his name. He left the yeshiva $1 million. Early 80s, how much is $1 million today, in today's equivalent? And Mekabel Olavol Torah, Avim El Malchus. I had the Bechir, but I had the schus to have someone, a wife like that, who gives such advice. So it's connected. We ultimately have the Bechira, but you have to have a schus to have good advice, to have a good opportunity to learn the right inspiring thing, to find the time to focus. All of these things are sourcing, which bring us, and that's really the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he leaves us the Bechira, but he paves the path for us to go in a positive way. If we're Zeicher, the path is paved easier, sometimes even harder, because that makes it better. But whatever it is, the path is paved in a way that you should sooner get there. And if we're not Zeicher, then we're not.